from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right. A little return of the Mac. Had some fun in studio with Clay Ferrero.
Oh.
It's already 3:05.
It's 3:05.
Dale.
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 A plus. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And why does Mike McDaniel look more and more like the next main character from Grand Theft Auto?
It's a good call by you. I thought we had rehearsed something different there, Solana. What happened?
Had we?
Well, you just said that he was going to wish me a something day. Can we try that again?
Yeah, I guess we can. Jimmy, just go back to what you had planned, brother. Just
oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. He had planned.
Right.
Interesting.
It's 3:05.
I saw this coming a mile away today.
Dale.
Oh, okay.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Hawk, I would like to wish you a happy National Senior Citizens Day.
And I would like to wish you the same. When I saw this morning, I thought that's what you had fed him. You fed him to my McDaniel line?
I did. Hawk, I wouldn't stoop as low as to go with the low-hanging fruit. I was going to totally overlook National Senior Citizen Day. God's honest truth. God's honor.
I saw that today, and I said, I know what Solana's going to give Jimmy for the 3:05 alarm. It's going to wish me a happy Senior Citizen Day. And I'm like, well, what can I say in return then? I thought, well, he's older than me.
Jimmy, 59.
So happy National Senior Citizen Day to you.
What a senior citizen. Like, what's the age?
65.
What are you, Hawk?
I'm 54. I know I'm not a senior.
There you go,
Crowder. Good. No, you look good.
I look good.
Yeah.
Like, good, good.
You look good for 65.
I just tell my wife that at 40. I go, listen, I look terrible for 40. But when I get to be 54, I'm going to look pretty good.
I'm a stunner.
I'm going to stun everybody.
You got one, huh?
And an interesting thing happened yesterday. I'm on Twitter, and... You ever read the Dirty Dining reports?
I see the videos.
I love it. Yeah, so Channel 10 does yes. Dirty Dining. Sun Sentinel does it or whatever. I'm always fascinated by it. I love to see what's dirty in Palm Beach mm-hmm. County. Usually, if I get the Dirty Dining at a restaurant that I like to go to, I will maybe attempt going there one more time.
After the Dirty Dining.
After, if I feel like they've cleaned it up. If they hit it a second time, because mm-hmm. there's a place in Boca called Way Beyond Bagels, it's literally like every other week that they're on this dirty diet. And it's like,
that's marketing.
Yeah. That's their marketing campaign. Their marketing campaign is to be in the Dirty Dining write-up. Anyway, I'm on Channel 10's yesterday, Fuddruckers in Hialeah.
Fuddruckers.
So I tweet out the snapshot of Dirty Dining, Fuddruckers, roach activity, right? And my take was, you know what? Fuddruckers with roaches is better than no Fuddruckers at all. And this is the first time this ever happened to me on a Dirty Dining report. I now want to go there because I didn't realize that there was still a Fuddruckers in South Florida, let alone Hialeah. And I see Solana's eyes lighting up. Your brother let me know there's two in Kendall.
There's two, one on Dixie Highway and one on Kendall Drive and like 152nd Avenue.
I love Fuddruckers, but this is the first time this ever happened to me where the Dirty Dining report, talk about a marketing campaign,
yes,
makes me want to go to the restaurant.
That makes no sense.
I know, but that's how good Fuddruckers is. Will you acknowledge? Yeah.
It was the first, like, you pick your own size.
Yes, they had everything out there. This was unheard of.
Yeah. I love Fuddruckers when I was a kid.
So did I. They had the cheese out there, like a vat of cheese.
You can pour as much cheese on your burger.
You couldn't believe it. Your head was going to explode. And then I thought most of them had closed. Someone tweeted me yesterday, there's one in Pembroke Pines, there's one in Pembroke Pines. Yeah. That's close to you.
It's right there. What? Pines in 95. Well, but 75, there, Pines and 75 right there in that little center.
Is there?
Yeah, Pembroke Gardens. Yeah.
Is there anyone who doesn't like Fuddruckers?
Vegans.
Besides, so is there any meat?
You ask a question.
Yeah, that's
like,
fair.
Yeah,
that's
I just,
fair.
I try
yeah,
to answer
that's
you.
Fair.
Until the roaches moved in, I was a
But
fan.
Even then, I still think it's okay.
No, yeah, there was a sushi place on 30th and University.
You can get sushi anywhere. You can't get Fuddruckers
But I used to love this place, and they just hit Dirty Dining over and right across from the old Dolphin facility, right down the street from my house. They knew my name. Hey, Mr. Crowder. Hey, you know, Lou Wynn, whatever her name was. And I used to go there so much, and then it hit Dirty Dining so many times. I'm like, there's no way I can go to this place anymore. Like, the roaches have figured out that the food is good, too.
Man, Fuddruckers. I haven't had that in years. You ever go in, Kendall?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I go frequently, but I went a handful of times over the past couple years. Here's the thing with Fuddruckers.
Is the cheese still out, though?
It's all out. Like the toppings bar. The little canopy. Yeah, they have like a little canopy.
Yeah.
But here's the thing with
it's
a place like,
a party.
Like that. Any place with a toppings bar with sauces open to the public, like a serve-your-own toppings bar, Lime used to have the same thing. Those places are disgusting. Like, that's a petri dish. People are actively standing over the tomato and the lettuce.
Yeah, you got to tell yourself, not now, buddy.
Well, that's my point. That's my point. Like, you can't be afraid about a couple little roaches in the kitchen.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're afraid of the roaches at Fuddruckers, then you don't appreciate what Fuddruckers is all about.
Bingo.
I'm at Lime, and I have to be concerned with somebody breathing on my pico de gallo.
Crowder.
So I should just let go that there's roaches running around the kitchen. Solana, that's not. Roaches and Brett from downstairs, those are two different people.
Crowder, you have hundreds of people at Lime throughout the day coming through, grabbing the ladle, and you don't think that some of their stuff is just getting all over. They have to reach to the back for the verde salsa.
Their stuff is different than a roach's stuff. Their stuff, a roach's stuff. You've kissed a girl in the club at night. Have you ever kissed a roach?
Some of the girls I kissed may as well have been roaches. Hawk, how many roaches are we talking about here?
It was like maybe eight at one
eight
area.
To 12.
Yeah, it wasn't. I'm telling you, it wasn't too many. It wasn't horrible. I don't even know if they closed the place down or not.
What makes roaches the number that makes it horrible?
Let's see. How many roaches?
Like, you said eight's fine.
Well, if you read in Dirty Dining and it's like underneath the food prep bin, there was indiscriminate number of roaches. That would give me pause.
But so like, is indiscriminate, is that 20?
Yeah, like, well, I don't know. I mean, like, if they can't even figure out how many there are, then I'm a little worried. But, yeah,
so
I mean, listen, You go to a restaurant in South Florida, you know, there's going to be a few roaches.
So three roaches in the guacamole, no problem.
There were no roaches in the guacamole. They don't have guacamole.
You gave me a hard time because I had one roach in my pressed bread.
It was pressed into your bread.
That's only one roach. You said eight is fine.
That means it was on the bread press.
I'm trying to get the rules here.
All I know is it's the first time ever a dirty dining report made me want to go to a restaurant. But now I'm going back to Kendall. Going back to Kendall.
They also have like a bakery section almost.
Their buns. Now, I haven't been there in years. Their buns, I could still smell it. Like that. Their buns were so good. Big fluffy buns. You push the cheese machine. You got the cheese overflowing. You could do as much cheese on you. Like, they had, like, platters when I used to go there as a kid. Like, it was like platters. It wasn't a typical plate. I just can't begin to tell you how much I love a Fuddruckers burger.
What about the shake section, like, off to the side? So not where you order the food, but the dessert section. They have shakes.
I don't know if I've been there since they've instituted that.
What?
I mean, this five, is like
you five. Have to go. They have a whole like cookie brownie.
Oh yeah, they used to bake section. Cookies. They used to bake cookies. I didn't know that they did milkshakes and stuff.
Oh my God!
Five
so good.
Fuddruckers
in South Florida
in the Tri County area. As I look right now, five.
So two in Kendall, one in Hialeah.
One's in more like Palmetto Bay on Dixie Highway.
Right, there's one. Yeah,
it's right there.
And one in Pembroke Pines.
Look at there, way down Country Walk. Kendall Lakes, that's by my house. What
No. You're looking at something else. I'm looking.
I'm
at
looking
right
at Fuddruckers, Duck.
Hey, I'm looking at their locations in Florida: Hialeah,
Northwest 107th,
Kendall, Palmetto Bay, Pembroke Pines. Five locations.
I'm looking at
Goose.
You know I'm in studio, Duck. I can come across this glass today.
Duck, duck, goose.
You albatross.
Anyway, I'm in the mood for Fuddruckers. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, a man who lives within driving distance of a Fuddruckers. What's better, Manhattan Chicago-style pizza or Fuddruckers?
Oh, that's tough. I'm going Fuddruckers because you guys didn't even bring up their fries. I happen to love their potato fries, like just delicious. They're like the thick cut fries.
Steak fries.
They're not steak fries.
But the steak fries that y'all don't like, that y'all swear you don't like, but you always love them.
Well, they're wedgie.
They're wedgie.
But not big, thick wedges. They're wedge-ish.
They're thin wedges.
Yeah, they're wedge-ish. Mm-hmm. And why'd you call them potato fries?
What other fries do we have? Why do you add words to stuff so much?
I'm going to take a burger and an order of potato fries. They go, you know what? Give him some of the roaches because this guy's an idiot.
A bread bun. I want the bread bun.
I mean, I do love barbecue food. I told you guys that.
I want to go to Fuddruckers so badly. Did your dad ever go? Eduardo like it there?
Loves Fuddruckers.
Does he?
Yeah, he loves it. He'll Uber Eats Fuddruckers.
Oh, what a pleasure.
Hmm.
That's just,
I had a barbecue conversation with a Uruguayan. They like the big brick oven barbecue.
He's got that at his house.
You have the whole thing? Like, the dude was almost bad-mouthing me. Because I was like, yeah, you know, I have the big barrel grill. No, you got to get the, it's
La parrilla.
La parrilla. Yeah. And I'm like, no, man, I can make the same thing you make in my barrel grill.
You can't.
He can't do it because we have three levels. The La parrilla.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, bro. It's fine. And it was a business meeting, so I wanted to be his friend, but I might have lost the money.
Yeah, you can't beat the Solana.
I can.
Steaks. No, you can't.
I can.
You cannot.
All they do you is cannot. Put it in a little house.
Wow, Jimmy.
Jimmy, you know, I'm here today. I can punch you in your widow's peak.
I've told you this, though. Like, you think you're a grill master because you bought your $1,200 grill at Home Depot.
I made it.
And and then you
I
light
my
all
grill.
Your coals
you didn't
on
make
fire.
A grill.
I made my grill by hand.
You didn't make a grill.
Me. Hinges. I put hinges on it.
Why grill when there's a Fuddruckers nearby anyway?
La Cajilla. Y'all make a whole house to cook.
Yeah.
You don't need a house to cook it. A little barrel grill. You just slide in.
That's how passionate I am about my meat.
That's how much I waste money. We got a little house for your meat.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center.
Jimmy like that.
Appreciate it, Jimmy. I won't punch in your widow's peak no more.
I buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford. We know trucks, Dolphins practiced today. They were in Tampa. This was their final training camp practice. That's it.
Yeah.
Dunzo.
There will be practices, but that's it for training camp practices. Mm-hmm.
Get to stay at home, come in the morning, leave at night. Yeah,
training camp's over.
This is the happy time for players. Yeah,
I believe that was the last practice open to the media as well.
Oh, is that so?
I believe so. Yeah.
And now everybody's going to get cut. All your friends are.
Yeah. So you'll see Friday night. There'll be some guys, and they'll have a great game, but they'll all be cut next week.
It's what, 90 guys?
They got to get down to 53, so 40.
Think about those numbers.
Yeah, almost half the room.
Yeah, it happened. It's so funny. Y'all say, like, whenever we talk about sports, I'm kind of heartless, but I watched it year after year to where it's like, hey, Ed, hey, Austin.
Some of those guys will make the practice squad, though, right? Maybe a 10? I don't know how many are on the practice squad. 5, 10?
It's probably closer to 10. I don't remember the exact number.
It was like, it was 8 or 10 when I was playing, so it might be in the teens now, but it's literally like you're sitting there grinding every day with a guy. You kind of get to know everybody. But you know, you've known 2 weeks ago this guy's not an NFL player.
Right.
And it kind of cuts you and you try to take him under your wing. Ed and Austin weren't names. Like, they were guys, I just don't want to say their last names, that I really liked. And at first I'm like, there's no chance you can play at this level, but you're a great human being. Donnie Spragan is a guy I always bring up. Right. I loved me and Donnie talk to this day. Donnie ran a 6.240. I'm like, Donnie, bro. Like, I used to tell him, like, man,
could've kicked your ass at the Fanatics Fest.
You want to get on the treadmill, Donnie? Let's go swim together, something, bro. Because I wish you'd make this team. No chance he was going to.
There'll be some surprises too, though. I mean, we know some guys who you've never heard of are going to get cut, but there's going to be surprises. There always are.
16 players, by the way, make the practice squad.
Oh, 16?
Yeah. 16 guys. There will also be surprise additions to the Dolphins practice squad. Don't forget, other guys are getting cut all around the league.
Right.
They'll go poach some guys depending on their scouting.
I was interested in that with the quarterback. If one of these names
I am of the belief now. I forget who we talked to on. Who did we talk to on Monday? Was that yesterday?
Cunho?
It was Cunho. That if they were going to get someone, it would have been prior to now. Because whoever's going to become available, you can't tell me that they're going to be better than Skyler or Mike White and learn the system. Mike McDaniel runs a complex system. Like, if you really were unhappy with your potential backups, you'd have made that change by now.
But what if somebody comes up that you didn't think was going
to
come up?
It would have to be.
Like a big name.
Yeah, it would have to be like a real surprise. But I the only guy I would tell you is Josh Dobbs, because I would take him starting over Tua. Love that guy.
It's ridiculous.
San Fran's going to be fun this year because the second Brock Purdy has a bad game, they're going to be calling for Josh Dobbs.
And they should.
What did y'all just say? The team that's been running the NFC is going to call for Josh Dobbs
if
Brock Purdy throws an interception.
Nailed it.
Hold on a second.
Why do y'all say –
Y'all
wait till I come in studio to do this? This will be way easier at home.
You spent 6 months berating Brock Purdy.
Brock
is
not.
You called him trash.
No, I didn't call him trash.
Yes, you did.
He's not that great. He plays in a system.
Well, you know what? Josh Dobbs could do very well in that system.
Josh Dobbs is 2-5.
He hadn't been in that system.
He has alopecia.
It makes me like him more.
You have spot alopecia. Bro, Brock Purdy's decent. Somebody's going to give him a quarter billion dollars. But Brock, like, I'm not impressed by Brock Purdy in Kyle Shanahan's system. Leave Brock Purdy alone.
You were talking earlier about Peyton Manning and Tom Brady's top five quarterbacks in the NFL. I've got Josh Dobbs as a top five quarterback in the NFL. He's not even a starter.
And what? When?
What do you mean? Now. You did not watch him in preseason game two on Sunday night
with
like
the
I
Saints?
Did. Yeah.
I saw some. I went and watched some highlights, Hawk. It wasn't that impressive.
It was. Did you watch the end of the first
what
half?
What was the score?
The end of the
What was the score?
Well, they lost.
Yeah, what was the score?
I don't know, but I lost my bet.
17-13.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of scoring.
So Josh killed it and scored
points. It was all on his back. Like I'm telling you.
Oh,
all right.
Stop.
He extends plays.
Stop.
He does.
Josh Dobbs.
The Pastronaut.
They
better
won.
Than Tua?
They won the
Tua?
Other day.
Right. I bet against them not knowing that Josh Dobbs was as good as he still is.
12 of 21, 133 yards. That's seven more completions than Tua had.
12 of 21.
The end of the first half, they went for it on fourth down. This was big for me because I had the Saints -1.5. This was very big. Fourth down, end of the first half. They could have kicked a field goal. They decide to go for it. He gets tackled behind the line of scrimmage, stays on his feet, gets in the end zone, clubs me over the head like a roach at Fuddruckers.
And you want to go eat there.
I really do. I would like to take off the next, how long have we been on? An hour and 24 minutes? Can we just play something for the rest of the show? Because I'd like to go down to Fuddruckers.
I'm down.
All right.
We'll play a Mike McDaniel press conference. That'll give us about 4 hours.
One question. Just play one question. That'll give us enough time.
How does he get tackled in the end zone and then scores?
No. I said he was tackled behind the line of scrimmage.
So if he's tackled, he's on the ground.
Well, he got his hands laid on him, and he was able to maintain his balance, and he scored a touchdown. I watched it!
Like a roach in front of Rutgers.
Club me over the head.
Finally, guys, the world's oldest known person. Her name was Maria Moreira from Spain.
It's always women.
In 1907, she was born. She lived through two pandemics, two world wars.
And the roaches incident at Fuddruckers.
She's still making it.
Has officially died. At the age of 117. So I would like to wish a congratulations to Hawk. This now bumps you up the list as the world's third oldest person.
He wrote a whole bunch of them. He wrote a whole bunch today. Then I have to doff my cap to Jimmy, who's number two.
Hawk's top 10. Jimmy's right there.
You guys wish you're as active as I am at 54. I saw you running at the 40 just this past weekend. You're going to be lucky if you're able to make it upstairs at 54.
Hawk, I'll walk you to your car later.
I'll walk you to your car.
You remember where it was?
I'll walk you to your car. And I know I can beat you in a race to our cars.
There's a University of Tampa sticker on the back. You see it?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com.
That you got tinted. You got tinted windows for your eyes?
I do have tinted windows.
The front window, though.
Listen, you guys have nothing to stand on. Your teeth are blowing out when you talk. Solana can't come to work after a two-day vacation. I am truly the healthiest person on this show. And that is crazy.
You got one of those pill cases that say 6 a.m.?
I bet you got one of those pill cases.
Got to take my nitroglycerin.
I believe there's
three.
Only one out of four of these people on this show that's got dentures.
My pill case got something different in it.
So what, two or three aspirin a day, Hawk? What do you take?
Keep one that, baby aspirin.
Keep that heart going.
One baby aspirin.
Keep that heart going.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's raining pretty badly today in South Florida. Seriously, though, if you're on the roads, please drive safely.
Yeah, there's some puddling on the roads.
It is.
Yeah, be careful. All right, take a break. We'll come back with more Hawkman and Crowder in a sec.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Britney Spears and her husband have separated.
Have you seen those videos lately?
Can't stop watching them.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Didn't even mention, since the first segment, Solana brought in these Oreo Thins, the tiramisu. I'm guessing you brought him because Clay was here in studio and he's Italian.
You guys were coming in today. I figured, I'll bring you guys a treat, try to entice you to come in a little more. But since Clay is Italian, I figured, hey, Oreos, Clay, tiramisu, Italian, bingo.
Those are terrible.
Well, I don't like tiramisu. And I said in the first segment that I find tiramisu and creme brulee to be very overrated.
Just creme
brulee
thing.
But you know I'm right about the dish. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all desserts.
It's delicious.
Desserts are usually like overflowing big and whatever. And the creme brulee is like this tiny, thin little dish. And the only, because you always go, oh, custard. Who eats custard? That's creme brulee. It's custard.
You got caught up in hoopla of this with the brownie and the I'm a key lime pie guy and a creme brulee guy.
So you love custard flame dried.
Two ingredients that are made perfectly well.
What are the two ingredients?
The crispy top and the meaty bottom.
The crispy top is not an ingredient.
It's caramelized sugar.
Yeah, it's just flambéed custard.
It's delicious.
But anyway. David J. Neal tweeted at me, and he wrote, Hawk's food takes are the 2007 Dolphins, right about once every 16 times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think he means that I happen to be correct on this?
No.
See, I think that's what he means. Like, he's like,
This is the one that you're correct on.
Yes, that tiramisu is overrated and creme brulee is overrated.
I got to call David J. Neal and see.
Because I think I may have...
Oh, that's a bad one, though. I always tell you, though, how does so many people have creme brulee when it's terrible?
Because you're...
No, you're not.
You're thinking that it's high class, it's just
delicious.
This little dish. It's fine. Like,
it's delicious.
I'm not telling you it's bad. Tiramisu, I think, is kind of bad because I don't like the flavor of it very much.
I'm not a fan.
But creme brulee, it's like, hey, how about I give you the world's smallest order? Because if it's not in that thin little dish, it's in the tiny little circular dish. And I go, how about if I give you the world's smallest order of custard? I'm going to charge you $15 for it.
Caramelize the top.
But I'm going to frame broil.
He framed it?
I'm going to frame broil the top of it. It's the only thing that makes it cutesy. It's literally the only thing that makes it cutesy. Hey, I know how you love custard. I'm going to make it a little crispy on top. And now you've got something
what
special.
What about cheesecake?
Delicious.
Cheesecake's not good.
What?
It's just it's this mushy, funny, mushy cake.
It's cake.
It's like cake. No, it's like cake pudding.
No,
like pudding cake.
Not.
Cheesecake is the same as red velvet?
Yeah.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not cheesecake. It got the little mushy.
It's not mushy. It's
terrible.
It's firm.
No, but if there's Cheesecake Factory, if I've been to so many places that it sells cheesecake, I'm like, people must like cheesecake because it's a high demand product.
Yeah.
Creme brulee is in high demand.
Yeah, they
you
have a lot
just
of,
don't like it.
A lot of product extension on creme brulee. They have a lot
yeah,
of different flavors.
You know what? Yeah, they got coconut.
They have creme brulee factory.
They got coconut.
They have creme brulee factory.
They got strawberry.
I mean, you just proved my point.
No.
Cheesecake is very popular. In fact, so popular. In fact, so popular. They have 30 different varieties of it and an entire restaurant named after it.
I've been to creme brulees.
Yeah.
It's on 3rd.
Key lime pie is technically a cheesecake, is it not? Like, it's not considered
no,
a cheesecake?
No, that's not. That's key lime pie.
No, I'm telling you.
What are you saying? It's like the consistency of cheesecake?
Absolutely. Maybe
it's the consistency of pie, though.
Cheese. No. Okay. Listen, y'all done made a mistake now. Y'all done made a mistake now.
Oh, okay. I get what
you just said. Cheesecake is cake.
Mm-hmm.
But cheesecake is the consistency of key lime pie.
I didn't say that. He did.
I'm telling you, cheesecake is mushy and slimy.
No,
it's not cake.
What are you talking about?
Have you ever had cheesecake?
Are you talking about like a grilled cheese? Do you think?
I'm not talking about grilled cheese.
Let me quiz you guys. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Head coaches, current head coaches in the NFL. We have to get prepared. And we did this with backup quarterbacks.
Yes.
We do this every season. I want to see how well-versed you are heading into the football season. Head coaches, nobody look on their computers. No,
I don't cheat.
No Googles.
Jimmy, I don't cheat.
Arizona Cardinals.
We talked about it. Still
I
don't know.
You said that with a lot of confidence. I still don't know.
Still don't know.
I know it's not Cliff Kingsbury.
Okay, there you go.
The guy after Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh, we don't know the first one here?
Fitzgerald.
Jonathan Gannon.
Who?
That's Arizona?
Jonathan Gannon is the head coach in Arizona.
He is, and he got no facial hair.
He is, he says. Like, oh, thank you, because we were a little.
Does he have facial hair?
He does not.
Bingo.
I don't really know. Atlanta Falcons.
Raheem Morris.
Very good. Baltimore Ravens.
Harbaugh.
All right.
Which one?
Buffalo Bills. Jim. No, John.
Dayball.
John. It's not Jim. It's John.
No, Dayball's not Buffalo.
Buffalo Bills.
Sean McDermott.
McDermott.
Sean McDermott. Very good. Carolina Panthers.
Dang, he's white.
Solana? You're looking down at something.
No, I'm not.
Sampatori.
Sampatori. Dave Canales.
I didn't know that.
Me neither.
Okay.
Chicago Bears.
Oh, Flusy Flu.
Yeah.
Flusy Flu.
Flu was his name.
Matt Eberflus.
There you go.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Zach Taylor.
That's right. Yeah. Former Dolphin coach.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns.
Stefanski.
That's
right. Kevin Stefanski. Cowboys.
Mushy Cheeks.
Mike McCarthy.
McCarthy.
Solana looked confused even on the Cowboys. You have any of the head coaches down?
I have Mike McDaniel.
Denver Broncos.
Peyton.
Sean right. Payton.
Detroit Lions.
Our guy.
Campbell.
Our guy. Green Bay Packers.
LaFleur.
Yeah.
Very good.
Love
Houston
him.
Texans.
D'Amico Ryan.
Oh, very good. Indianapolis Colts.
Shane Steichen.
How did you know that?
Because we were in Indianapolis and I talked to him.
I looked at that one. I was like, no one's getting that one.
Smart dude, too. He has a little McDaniel in him with that, like, Rain Man offensive stuff.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Doug Peterson.
Wow. How did you know that?
Appreciate you.
My game.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Big Red.
Las Vegas Raiders.
AP.
Chargers.
Harbaugh.
Which one?
Other one.
Hey, Jim.
The tall one. There's a tall and a short.
Jim. Los Angeles Rams.
Sean McVay.
McVay.
Miami Dolphins.
McDaniel.
Minnesota Vikings.
O'Connell.
Yeah, very good. New England Patriots.
Mayo.
Gerard Mayo.
New Orleans Saints.
Sean Payton. Sean Payton's successor.
Right. Anybody? Solana?
No shot.
Dennis Allen.
I knew he was the Vikings guy. I could see his little face.
New York Giants.
Daboll.
You love that guy.
I love Brian Daboll.
New York Jets.
Sala.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Sirianni.
Sirianni, very good. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Tomlin. I wish he would adopt me.
49ers.
Shanahan.
Seattle Seahawks.
I know this one. McDaniels is his last name.
No, McDonald.
McDonald.
It's McDowell. No, it's McDonald. Mike McDonald.
Mike McDonald.
Our buns got no sesame seeds.
Golden Arches.
They got the arches. We got the arcs.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Bowls.
Tennessee Titans.
Oh, it is not Vrabel. Vrabel's not there anymore.
Oh, dreidel.
I made it out of
Tennessee
play.
Titans. Solana.
Nope.
I was just up there. I talked to this man.
Oh, yeah, you did the show from Nashville.
I talked to this human.
Jacoby Brissett.
I actually had a conversation with this human.
Fuddruckers.
Oh, that's not his name.
You know the GM.
Rand Carthon's the GM.
Brian Callahan.
Callahan.
Yeah, I just said it. And finally, the Washington Commanders.
Dan Quinn.
All right, not bad. Not bad.
Callahan. Boom.
Not bad.
All right. You did okay.
4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll have some sound from Mike McDaniel today. Can hear from our head coach. We'll get some headlines as well. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Flan.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.